Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you look long-term with the Eagles, right, and Michael Irvin said it right there, that Jerry Jones is he didn't start with two pennies. He started with money, but he took a $150 million investment and made it into $5 billion.
Oh, yeah.
So he's never going to – he's right. He's never going to listen to somebody and say, you're right, I really should step away. I should remove myself from football personnel decisions. He's never going to do that.
No.
Which means they're never going to win.
Yeah, we should be happy about that.
That is a great thing.
Yeah. He tried that once with Bill Parcells, and he was miserable. He didn't like it.
He also meddled, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why he didn't like it. Bill Parcells didn't want him meddling.
At all.
And Bill Parcells would tell him.
And Bill laughed because he was like, yeah, I'm not doing this.
Yeah. So he went and signed T.O., Bill didn't want him to.
At all, yep.
And that's the whole power thing of, this is my team, I'll do what I want to do. I'm your boss. Mm-hmm. I hired you. And Bill Parcells is old school. He went through the same thing with Robert Kraft in New England.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bill Parcells, with his old saying, he had a bunch of ones and a lot of good ones. But one of his sayings was, if they want you to cook the meal, they ought to at least let you shop for the groceries.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he's saying, you want me to put a good team for you out there on the field? Let me worry about the personnel. I know what I'm looking for. So Jerry Jones didn't like that.
No, of course not.
Even though Bill Parcells gave his team credibility, Bill Parcells changed that team.
Well, he brought him back from being god-awful.
He found Tony Romo.
Well, I mean, Ike, you had...
Bill Parcells found Tony Romo.
You still won a Super Bowl after Jimmy Johnson left with Barry Switzer because you had Hall of Fame players at every position.
That just goes to show you how good of a team Jimmy Johnson put together.
And the minute that was over, they were bad for so long until Parcells came back, and Parcells turned them back into a playoff-type winning team.
Yep.
He left.
Well, a playoff team. He didn't win many playoff games either.
Well, but if he was either 3 years, Bill Parcells?
Yeah, he didn't win any playoff games, as a matter of fact.
But I'm going to look up his record, but they weren't 6-10, they weren't 7-9.
He made them a good team again. No, he found Tony Romo, he had Sean Payton as his offensive coordinator.
10-6, 6-10, 9-7, 9-7.
Yeah.
You're right. No wins. 0-2 in the playoffs right there. But still, before that.
They were terrible. The Chan Gailey's and the Dave Campbell's and all that nonsense.
Yep.
But Jerry Jones, he would rather lose the way running his team
way.
The way he wants to run it than win and not be a part of it. In other words, he's saying, no, you're not going to take my baby away from me and push me to the side as some sort of spectator.
Yep.
Now, he's never going to win. But if it's his team, he's going to do it the way he wants to do it, and nobody's going to tell him how to do it any other way.
And that's it. 1999, they were 8-8. Then they were 5-11 three straight years until Parcells' first year. Then they were 10-6, 6-10, 9-7, 9-7. Wade Phillips actually came in and won games.
Right.
But by the end
That was Parcells' team.
Parcells' team.
Yeah.
So by the end of that, he got fired. Jason Garrett came in.
Yep.
And then you'll see 6-10, 8-8, 8-8, 8-8, 12-4. Remember 12-4 in 2014. Lost divisional game.
That was the Dez Bryant.
Correct.
Catch in Green Bay.
4-12, 13-3 again. So if you look at Jason Garrett, I mean, he's had a couple bad seasons. He's had a lot of mediocre seasons, and he has 13-3 and a 12-4. But when they get rid of him, and whether it's after Sunday night's game when they get blown out or it's sometime this year in the offseason, they're going to bring somebody else in. Who is Jerry Jones going to hire to come in here that's a viable coach that's not going to because whoever comes in here is going to have to deal with his BS.
Hey, yeah, it's going to be the coach.
The GM.
Oklahoma coach, right? Lincoln Riley?
Is that who it's going to be?
That's the hot name.
Yeah.
That's the hot name
Everybody. He'll fill.
Right?
It's just a shame they couldn't bring in Gruden fight with him.
Cleveland may try to get him because he's Baker's old coach. Now, I'm not leaving Oklahoma to go to Cleveland.
Here's a name for Cleveland, and then we'll get back to the phones here. before we get too deep in the weeds here. John Harbaugh, Cleveland. If he gets fired from the Ravens, and by the way, they better start winning games or he's going to.
Yeah.
I could see him in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We'll
I can see that. He's an Ohio kid.
Yep. Can stick it to the Ravens a couple times a year.
Twice a year, yeah.
You know they'll pay him a lot more money.
He knows the division.
Yeah.
So.
They would love to have him.
Yeah.
All right, Rasheem in North Philly. Hi, Rasheem.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right.
What's up, Ra?
Good. From watching Thursday Night Football, you know, I wanted to see what was the difference between James Conner. I think the Steelers' offensive line is just dominant, but that's something I think that the Eagles could actually do, because it's just crazy to me how no matter what type of, you know, personnel players that they put on the field for the Steelers, everybody always produce. And I feel as though the Eagles could almost, you know, copy that as far as, because I think our offensive line can be dominant. We haven't played to that standard, but it just, like, puzzles me how we have three running backs and we can't figure out one, but then Pittsburgh just draft these guys out of third, fourth, fifth, second round, and everybody just seems to come right in and be one of the top players in the league.
I like James Conner at Pittsburgh. I liked him when he was coming out that year. I didn't see him catching a ball a whole lot, so I kind of looked at him as sort of a one-dimensional type of a runner.
Two-down back.
Yeah, like a two-down type of a back. But I still liked
Everybody
him coming
did.
Out of Pittsburgh. Yeah, I still liked him coming out of Pitt.
Right. It was just crazy because some of the holes that they were running through, it's just crazy to me how the Eagles aren't able to do that. I'm not even so mad about the running backs. I'm more on the offensive line just because I know that we could produce. We got three different type of running backs. There's no reason why we shouldn't be one of the better running teams in the NFL. And one thing I can say about the Cowboys, Alex Collins and Al Woods are smaller D tackles. They hold defensive line. It's the smallest pass rush defensive line. So I really see the Eagles being able to run the football on Sunday.
Running the football,
yeah.
Huh? It's actually a good idea.
Yeah.
In theory.
Yeah, this is
So Doug's like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I don't see it. They're going to throw the ball. They didn't bring Golden Tate in here to give Josh Adams the ball 20 times. So they're going to throw the ball.
Bob in Swedesboro, New Jersey. Hi, Bobby.
Johnny and Ike, Football Friday.
My man. What's up, Bob?
That's right. Ben, hit us with some of that Ike juice. That's right. Let me tell you something. Ike.
Yes.
You know what's funny? Is that Michael Irvin forgot one of the most important things about that rivalry when you asked him.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what the veteran stadium turf smelled like when we knocked him out and ended his career.
Come on, Bob.
Yeah. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go.
We really are savages.
Total, yeah. He was the guy cheering. Right?
Yeah, we really are.
The black eye we got right. on our reputation from cheering right. Michael Irvin. And they're like, no, we weren't cheering. We didn't know what was going on. Yeah, there was some people cheering.
Yeah. I was out there on the field. Yeah, I was there. There's some cheering going on.
What's interesting about that, Michael Irvin never holds that. He loves it. He loves the Eagles fans.
He never holds. And you are so right. We've had him on the station a couple times. And he doesn't bring it up. I understand why he doesn't bring it up. Obviously, that's the last time he was ever on a football field. Could have been paralyzed, Bob, which is why we don't necessarily make fun or light of that situation. He's laying out there motionless.
So
I can understand why he doesn't necessarily go to that moment. But you're right. He doesn't. It's not a sore spot for him. He doesn't refuse to come on local radio stations
here.
So, you know, that's,
I mean, you know, some people, you have incidents that happen and you never let it go. And then you have others that don't.
Yeah.
Let's go to Sean in Germantown. Hi, Sean.
What's up, guys?
Yo.
What's up, Sean?
So, I just want to weigh in on, first of all, I got really lucky and got gifted free tickets to the game on Sunday, so I'm really pumped about that. Karma rolling.
Yeah,
my girl's uncle called and was like, oh, you want to go to the Eagles-Cowboys game? I was like, are you kidding me? Like, yes. So, we have those, so I'm really happy, but I wanted to discuss the whole situation with Cowboys fans converting.
Yes.
If you want to convert the year after a Super Bowl, No. Like, that's just ridiculous.
Right?
And my,
yeah.
Like, if you want to convert after a year, we go 3-13, maybe I'll consider.
So the timing of it's wrong.
Exactly.
Yes. We just won a Super Bowl, and now you want to be an Eagles fan. But last year you were talking all that smack when points went down, and you're like, oh, y'all's run is done. No way Foles does it for you. And then we win the Super Bowl, and now they're like, you know what? Nick Foles is a pretty good quarterback. Like, nah, go take a seat in the corner. Done. And my best comparison here is, maybe this is a little aggressive, maybe not. So, Bloods and Crips. If I'm a Crip, I'm not going into a Blood neighborhood and saying, you know what, man, I like red now. Because you know what happens? You're going to get stomped out. I don't want any Cowboys fans on this side. I don't like the star. I don't like the colors. I don't like none of that. You're not flying my flag, and you're not down with the set if you're not down from the jump. I've been an Eagles fan since birth. And the only one that one caller, Zach, who his parents messed up and put him in some Cowboys gear, I'm going to give him a pass. But anybody else that wants to be from Jersey or Philly and they want to rep that flag and put that star on, that's your mistake, my guy. You had the chance to be a part of the best fans in the world. You had a chance to be part of the best fan base in football. You messed up. Live with your choices, and don't you dare put on Eagles green ever.
Love it, Sean.
Wow.
See? There you go. Can't be coming in here the year after we won the Super Bowl. I'm out. I want to convert.
Even if you throw yourself on the mercy of the show.
You didn't want to convert when Chip was the head coach.
Oh, hell no. I wanted to convert. Not to any other team. Just not this, not with this coach. Yeah. I want to convert to not this coach being the coach.
Oh, yeah. Don't be trying to come in here now you want to convert when the owner says he's going to extend Dak.
So we had some people tweet. Right. We had some people tweet us. It was Steve Muldroom that tweeted us. They had a friend that wanted to convert, so they lit all his Cowboy stuff on fire in the backyard.
There you go.
Maybe if you surrender your gear.
Right. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Bring all that Cowboy gear over.
Right. Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, sometimes in the history of the world, you have people that are aligned with world powers that were wrong with communism and stuff like that. We wouldn't tell a Soviet.
Here's the thing. For sports fandom, once you turn, I'd say 20, the kind of person who would have the ability to quit on a team that they cared about, that they really loved, I wouldn't want that person in my fan base. Like, when I went to Pittsburgh, and this is like the honest story behind this, when I went to Pittsburgh, I worked for a radio station there, so I spent a lot of time with Penguins fans. And when the Penguins won, did I feel something? Kind of. Did I enjoy it? Kind of. But I was never a Penguins fan. I just didn't hate them quite as much. Like, if you're a Cowboys fan and you want to say, you know what, I don't hate the Eagles as much anymore, that's fine. But don't put on an Eagles jersey. That's where you cross the line.
There you go.
Hold up.
Yeah, he's such a hypocrite.
Yeah, I can't let you get away with that.
The Professor John Clayton's due up in 4 minutes, so he's saying it when we're already tight against the break here.
We're going to come back to this later on.
No. He's the ultimate fraud when it comes to the Flyers, at least. He hates the Flyers.
He's a converted fan.
He hates the Flyers and likes the Penguins.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.